Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone from her offices. It's kind of hard to leave the office right now. It's very busy. Beth Olson is the Director of Public Health here in Cass County. Wanted to get an update on kind of how things are. Beth, how are you this morning?
Well, so far so good. Thanks for asking.
It's the nature of the beast, I guess. When something like this arises, this is when you find out just how good the preparation has been.
That's right. And it's, you know, as you and I have talked a little bit here before we got started, this is an ever-evolving situation, and it seems like every day there's new information and more cases, and certainly something we all need to stay on top of.
Is that the biggest challenge right now with regard to the public health offices, is just trying to keep up with the rapid fire with which this information comes in?
It is a real challenge. And, you know, if we look at back where when this started, back in Wuhan, China, it was a brand new illness, and we didn't know anything about it. And so just when you have such a short time span for how quickly this has spread across the globe, it's really hard for the medical professionals and scientists to get all the research they need to know how to provide the absolute best care for anyone who is diagnosed with COVID. So it does take a lot of time and study and making sure we're finding the best sources from, you know, like the CDC and Iowa Department of Public Health, and just making sure we are giving the best evidence-based advice we have. And again, sometimes that changes on a daily basis.
You bet it does. I've heard some people say things like this, for example, and I want you to respond to this, is that, you know, we have the cold and flu season that comes up and things cycle every year. So why is this so much different? Why does it take so much to be prepared for this? Can you address that?
I can. So coronaviruses, there's other coronaviruses that have circulated in the past, just kind of like the common cold. This specific virus, we've never seen before. So you and I aren't immune to this. No one is immune to this. And that's why we have seen it spread throughout the globe in such rapid fashion that it has. And that's why we've seen it, you know, almost every country we're starting to see large outbreaks. And it's really hard when, you know, 80% of us are just going to have a mild illness. Whereas any other year we think, oh, it's just, you know, a slight cold. No big deal. I can keep going to school. I can keep going to work. Well, you know, for the other percent of us, this can be a really big deal for others. So, you know, what we think is just a common cold, it actually can be quite severe for others.
And kind of as you just stated, too, I've heard others with the CDC and the National Institutes of Health say kind of the same thing, that why won't this be roaring back again next year? And part of that is because so many of us will have built up a bit of immunity just having some sort of even casual exposure to it, just kind of like the flu. That's why not everybody comes up with the flu every year.
Yep. And, you know, just like influenza, I mean, we see those different strains, the strains that go around and circulate every year change, too. So, but again, this is a brand new virus that has never been around, and so nobody is immune to it, and that's why we are all trying to encourage the public to take such precautions. And it might not be, you know, to protect the healthy as much as it is to really protect our older adults and as well as those who are immunocompromised.
It seems to me that in some cases, some of the fear that comes from folks is this the unknown, because there is no vaccine and there is no cure. But, you know, technically, there's no cure for the flu either. You tend to treat the symptoms. I mean, if we look at it that way, is that a way to kind of explain to folks how this is?
Exactly. And the best thing you can do is practice that social distancing. That's a buzzword we've been hearing a lot about the past few months. And stay home when you are sick. You know, even if you think, oh, it's just a mild cough and, you know, I can bring my temperature down with some medicine. No, you need to stay home when you are sick. Try and bring some work home. If you absolutely have to work from home, that's fine. You can do that. But when you go to the office or you go to other public places, you're just exposing more vulnerable people who might not be able to fight it off as well as you can.
Beth, have you been surprised at all by the willingness of folks to abide by some of the recommendations? Because in some cases, you know, having to shut down or drastically change how we do business in some industries and folks being asked to kind of stay home and not go out and socialize, you know, those are looked on as hardships, financial and personal hardships for folks. Are you surprised that folks have been so willing to take these measures to heart?
I am, and I've been really thankful. Locally, I think we've had a wonderful response. You know, I haven't been many places lately, so you know, I don't know what other communities are experiencing, but I am so grateful for our community and our county for really trusting the health officials and listening to these recommendations that are coming from down from you know, CDC down to Iowa Department of Public Health, and then from their local public health agency too. I know it's hard on people financially, and I know, you know, having the kids out of school and just wondering what the rest of their school year will look like, there's a lot of questions that we are going to have to figure out, but we're all in this together. It's a nationwide issue. This isn't just something that we're going to feel the effects of locally. We're all in this together, and I think that, you know, you just have to find some silver lining throughout this and you know, find a way to get through these tough times. But I'm very grateful for the amount of businesses and all of our school districts and everyone who has been compliant with the recommendations that have been put out.
You bet. Well, so far I know there have been a few tests that have been done, the COVID-19 tests that have been done here in Cass County. Thus far, as I understand, all have come back negative, but it'd be naive to assume that'll continue over the long haul, right?
Yes. Unfortunately, you know, it's just a matter of time. We just live in such a mobile society, and, you know, just when you think about the amount of people that commute for work even, and there's a lot of other counties around us that have had a case or two now, so we kind of feel those walls closing in on us, and, you know, it's not, I'm not trying to be a pessimist, but it's really just a matter of time until we need to respond here in Cass County and take, I think people are taking this very seriously, but I think once we start to see local spread that I think it'll alert to people that this is serious. There is a reason we've closed schools. There is a reason we've asked employers to consider letting people work from home. So it's best that we take those precautions on the front end to try and stop the spread as best as we can.
You bet. So let's just get down to it then, too. If folks are, because, you know, we expect the health systems to be stressed a bit now, as folks are maybe feeling a bit of something, whether it might be the sniffles or seasonal allergies are coming back right now for folks, or maybe a touch of the what we call flu-like symptoms and things, at what point should they consult a doctor or consider maybe getting a hold of the local health professionals?
If you have any questions, you know, if you think you might need to be tested for COVID, maybe you've had an exposure of some sort, if you have any sort of questions related to that, we would ask that you call the hospital number before you just walk into the facility to be tested. We don't want individuals just walking in without a mask, et cetera, who might then spread it to our staff and to other visitors as well. So if they just call that general hospital number, the 712-243-2850, like I said, before they come into the facility, they'll be able to talk to a medical professional and that will ask them some questions and see if, you know, maybe they can just recover at home or maybe they do need to come in and see a provider. If people are having extreme health issues, we of course want you to come in and see a provider. But like I said, most of us, this is going to be a mild illness and we can recover at home without needing to come into a healthcare facility and spreading it to others.
Sure. And just to kind of recap again, what are some of the symptoms that folks might look for?
You know, the fever is really one of the biggest things that we're looking for. You'll also probably start to have a cough and shortness of breath. Those are kind of the three key characteristics that we're looking for in the spread of COVID-19.
Okay. And is there a certain point when they should look to it as being maybe more than just a little bit of allergy or something that they should really kind of start considering maybe they should go get checked?
I would say if you have a fever, I would call your doctor, call the hospital, and you can talk to, again, a medical professional, and they'll walk you through if you should be tested or not. But honestly, if you're starting to feel those symptoms and you feel like you can, you're doing okay, just stay home. Don't go out. You don't need to go to the grocery store. Call a neighbor or a family friend to go for you. You should not be leaving your house if you're feeling some of those symptoms. Again, shortness of breath, coughing, or a fever.
It's amazing to see some of the adjustments even some of our small local hospitals have made to make sure that they can handle these types of situations in a safe and secure manner, not just for the patients that come to them, but also for their own staff members as well. It's really been quite an effort.
It has been, and I know locally at our hospital, we've started a screening process at all of the entries because we don't want individuals walking through the hospital who think they might have it, coughing on surfaces, touching different surfaces. So we do have medical staff at the front doors screening individuals, and if we think that there's a reason that they should have a mask or gloves put on, we'll do that and escort them to the area that we want them to sit in.
Very good. Beth, let's keep in touch and keep on top of this, shall we?
Yep, we certainly will.
Very good. That's Beth Olson, Cass County Public Health Director. Thank you so much, and thanks for all the good work that you and your staff and the other associated members of our local medical community have done for us.
Thank you.